online at ustruckaccessories.net.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Lord, it's all so true.
Good Lord.
They told me don't go walking slow. The devil's home.
Oh, my Lord.
Better run through the jungle.
Zyra de Bosa, that's a child.
All right, 8:06 on this July 6th. Hope you had a great weekend, a holiday, 4th. Of July, and glad to be back in studio. Got a busy week, as we mentioned. Bill Vickery joins us now.
Yes,
Professor Vickery, as we
good
call
morning.
It.
Good morning. Good morning.
My gosh, the last couple of weeks, you turned into a history professor.
Well, that was Chris and I.
Yes.
And,
well, last
so
week, too,
we
you were.
About, yeah. You forget, there is no nation without Thomas Paine.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah,
he writes maker. Common Sense, the original influencer.
Yeah.
He didn't show his butt on TikTok or Instagram,
yeah.
but he did forge the nation's consciousness
look
into
you.
Saying, hey, screw you, England.
We mentioned
we're
that,
out of here.
We mentioned we have a lot going on. Tonight we'll be at the State Trooper Training Lodge,
yes.
testing out everything.
Right. So
a lot of big hitters there tonight, including state troopers and people who have given money to help build that thing
right.
privately. And it's going to be a fun night tonight. We'll be broadcasting there tomorrow. We did the tower show, Roger, 2 years ago, where they built the tower for all their training. I mean,
yes.
it's one of the top facilities in America.
I was going to say, people don't understand how the Arkansas State Trooper, how much training goes into that, again, how dangerous the job is. Even if you're pulling David Basil over on the interstate because
yes.
you were going 35 miles an hour over the speed limit,
right.
that you got to, I mean, you still have traffic coming by. It is a harrowing job, to say the least.
Our facilities, I mentioned a minute ago, we can be the best in the country, anything we apply ourselves to. And this facility is the
yeah,
best in the country.
Yeah.
So we've got that tomorrow, and then Wednesday we go to MENA. You ever been down to MENA for the Skyline Cafe?
Oh, yeah. I know yeah. exactly where you're going.
Yeah, so we've done, this will be the fourth restaurant over 100 years old.
Yes.
We went to Jones Barbecue the other day. That was a really unique experience to see Mr. Jones doing it like he's done it for 50 years, and then his grandfather beforehand, his uncle before that.
I think we're going to see the birth. I don't know. Christian, did you say we're going to go look at the birthplace of Eric Sullivan?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, of course, you know, Chris Kane brought the, what was it, American Made with Tom Cruise. Have you seen that?
Right, yes.
Great movie.
Yes, yes.
Christian? Yeah.
It was way better than Night and Day.
That's it's a great movie. Christian goes.
Night and Day is,
it's a fun.
Are you debating whether it was better than
American? I like Night and Day.
I did too. I like Cameron Diaz.
I did too. Christian had a firm line in the sand on that. No,
it's a romp. It's a popcorn
romp.
Movie.
Thank you. It's a romp. And then from there we go down to Atlanta for the weekend. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. All this is brought to you by Comcast. Oaklawn. Thanks so much. Oaklawn
yes.
is doing our summer of adventure. And we're going to be in the pits, in the garages, Saturday night and Sunday night for the Quaker State 400 Series. And
going to run them.
NASCAR.
Yeah.
And then do the show
gonna
in Atlanta Monday. Then we come
yes.
back, we go to the Star in Frisco, Cliff Harris and all that, boom. And then after that, boy, I'm headed down to your place
then
in Tampa.
On to Tampa.
Watch out.
And that's my
Nea. Watch out.
Yes. I've already called ahead. David, I have a week of activities planned for us.
So we're going to see Stats down there, too.
We'll see Stats.
Trey Schaap will be down there.
Talking to Trey about
it. Randy Rainwater.
Looking forward to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Would it blow his mind if you and I took Randy out on the town one night?
long as Kerr thinks you drugged me.
Our CEO and Acre go, no.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Double R would be great.
Double R.
Yeah, and think about this. Think about what the SEC Media Days will be like this year, Rog. You know, we've been doing this. This is 14th year in a row for me.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of new faces. You know, got a new guy out of Florida, got a new guy out of Auburn, got a new guy out of Arkansas.
And they all came from the same conference.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, this is just elevating.
Well done.
It is.
But, you know, it's interesting in that they are moving. Did Tampa bid to get?
Unclear.
There's no reason
we should
find
be in
out.
Tampa. There's no reason we should be down there. I don't know why.
It's going to be hot, too.
Yeah, I don't get it. At least the proximity, you know, when they did it in Dallas, you know, you've got, you know, Yes. Although Gainesville, how far is Gainesville from Tampa?
It's 2.5, 2:45
Yeah, so I mean, it's still it's. But Tampa, we love the town. It's last time we were there, Roger, it was the Outback Bowl.
Outback Bowl, right?
Things were a little bit better.
Yeah,
for a Resurrection Bowl.
Took the Penn State.
Had all the trophy.
It all went downhill.
Yeah, it did.
Slowly but surely.
How was your July 4th at the pool?
Fun,
pool party at
fun. Had some friends
so
over.
So mad I didn't get by.
Had some friends over, and you know, but it rained.
Yeah.
But we did the so it was indoor outdoor.
Yes.
It was, you know, we got enough, but we got all seven. We got seven innings in, so we pitched a complete
when
game.
When you go inside and you, it's raining outside, do you go with Twister or the old school? You go chess? You go, what do you do?
There was a card game involved at one point, but it was a card game that centered around adult beverages.
Gotcha. What about what about the big story yesterday?
Mm.
We thought we were going to be one man short
yes.
with tonight's big match.
But Trump calls FIFA.
Yeah, what's the guy's name? Antonio Vendendra.
Antonio Langham?
Yeah, what's his name?
Gianni Infantino.
Gianni Infantino.
He does not look Italian.
First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me.
I think he's Swiss.
Yeah, it's and so it hadn't happened since '62, where a red card has been given during this.
And then, yes,
and then you know it was
Garincha.
A bad. I thought it was a bad call. Anyway, I don't know anything about soccer, but it looked like a bad call to me in the first.
So
place.
I was speaking with someone my British friend that I had on the program,
yes.
and we were talking about that. He was very excited last night. You talk about a guy that I mean, he was up late, late over there. Of course, you know I had to send him the have fun at work today, England.
Yes.
You know, so
how about that? Mexico hadn't lost in that stadium, what, 2 times in 56
right.
years? Yeah, it's crazy.
But they also play...
They play like, nobody.
I was going to say, yeah. They play...
Not nobody, but they play inferior competition.
Yes. They played division. They played
playing
Power Four.
Dominican Republic.
Right, right.
So
yeah,
they're playing the Dominicans. That's how it's happened.
Yeah, they play some chumps.
They play like four good teams.
Roll through there. And they kept commenting about the stadium, but it's sort of like...
It's a great stadium.
LSU Stadium. It has history, but once you're in it,
yeah,
it's a trillion years old. Then you think, well, okay, it's not as luxurious as, say, you know, AT&T Stadium in Dallas or something like that. But his point was the way they do video review is that the official VAR, video assisted review.
Here you go, Roger.
Right. He makes a TV screen.
Bar.
Yeah.
Like what I want to know, they're always putting an arm out. You know, like what are the and then like he just makes a little TV screen.
I want Walt Coleman to do that.
Yes.
USA. USA. USA.
Can you imagine if Walt Coleman in New England after that came out and just made a little TV signal next to Tom Brady? Gruden would have gone nuts. Oh, but anyway, they don't look at live video. They only look at pictures, still pictures from a live video. So the point was that the official that gave the and it's not a it's an orange card. It doesn't really look red. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Red's a good that Razorback red that you have on. That's a red card, buddy.
Yeah.
You're giving me kind of a is that orange or yellow? I can't tell.
Well, are you keeping up to where if we win this match against Belgium?
Yes.
We'll
be there.
Then we go either Portugal or Spain.
Right.
So that's the so if we get to Portugal or Spain, what are we down to? Is that eight?
Eight.
It's eight. Yeah.
Elite Eight.
In the Elite Eight.
Elite
and
eight.
Here we go from the knockout round. I said, we don't have any good names for the rest of it. If you could go knockout round, go blood round, to the death, you know.
So I think FIFA is a completely corrupt organization.
Oh, that's what Christian was saying.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a more corrupt organization.
Yeah. I can think of one. But anyway, so that was the thought, is that maybe if given the context of the whole thing, the fact that it wasn't intentional, you give a red card out, you know, that's a flagrant two. That's a flagrant two.
Yeah, it was. I don't know anything about that.
Me neither.
Yeah.
What do I know?
But also today's National Fried Chicken Day.
Yes, I heard.
Where does Bill Vickery get his
fried
chicken?
That's a good point. You know.
I'm sure. I look at your figure. You don't eat fried chicken very much.
I love fried chicken.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was in Waldo's the other day. Waldo's was pretty good.
It's good.
Keep boys done
Rock.
That ride.
Usually good fried chicken comes on a Saturday morning after a late Friday night. You
sure.
know what I mean?
Like sure.
You get a couple of drumsticks and maybe a breast.
Yes.
Boy, and then, you know.
Roger, you know what I failed to mention also, too, over the weekend that we saw? Our friend Joe Nichols, who does a segment with us every Wednesday, has got the new hot song.
Oh,
I think it's going to march to number one. No, it's not. Still not. I think it's the
17th. Okay.
But he, all of his social media, he's pushing us. It's called C'est la vie.
Yeah.
And it's a good little catchy little phrase.
Right.
Yeah. He says, he said, do you like adios? What's the other one?
Adios. The three. Bios can de, bios
the three
can
things, but I'll stick with the C'est la vie.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was all over the place this weekend. So good for him.
Yeah.
I knew, Bill, that you were not going to be a big fried chicken guy. What about
No, I am. It's one of those things you've got to be in the mood to eat. You can't just. You can't.
I disagree.
Bounce into fried chicken.
Yes, you can.
I like to be focused, intentional.
That's okay. That's the other thing that happened over the weekend, lost one of the great chicken, Razorbacks of all time, Bill Burnett.
Bill Burnett. Yeah.
He still holds a touchdown record.
Didn't know that till I read that today.
Now he broke the. You did have one. His single season was broke by. We lost him. Oh my gosh, I went blank.
Alex Collins.
Alex Collins lost him in that one season, 2015. Yes. But yeah, he still holds the record. Pretty remarkable.
A trillion
corkscrew.
Years ago.
He would do the corkscrew over the top, as Frank Broyles used to say. So all these guys, you know, Bruce James, we had him on today. You know, they're 70, 80 years old. Coach Hatfield in his 80s.
Starting to see the twilight.
And that's what Clint Ace was yesterday. He's 96. Yes.
Yeah, he's still
getting it.
Wow.
Did I mention too? Yeah, he is. I hadn't mentioned baseball. All-star team announced. Nobody's playing. Everybody's hurt.
Yeah.
The majority of the people cannot play. I did see where Mike Trout had his 12th All-Star appearance.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge, his 8th.
He can't play.
Freddie Freeman, 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pretty impressive.
Sounds like you're giving the guest list. That's
yesterday was a great baseball day. You know, NBC did the thing where all the games were either on NBC, the NBC, or Peacock or whatever, and you could watch baseball all day. And it was kind of fun to bounce around different games. And
Do you go to baseball games?
I enjoy baseball. Tampa is a great Tropicana Field on the St. Pete side, and you can always get tickets.
It's empty.
It's empty most of the time.
Hey, Trey Schaap, come here just real quick. Did you see the story, speaking of baseball, about Wrigley Field and Take Me Home, Country Roads?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So apparently now, because the World Cup, I guess... Is World Cup people singing this now too?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So is that where it's sort of taken off now? Or you know, it was West Virginia in the College World Series, you know, because they went.
Yes.
So that boy, that's really cool. Now it's taken over for the World Cup.
Yep. Yes.
Right. I think it's.
So is that going now? Is that the thing at Wrigley?
No. What happened was there was a fog delay. I was there.
Okay.
And they started playing it over the PA, and so everybody just started singing it.
Okay, so it's not something that's going to be a regular deal.
No.
Because now it's like
regular day.
It's like no, you know, you got what's your Cubs song?
Go Cubs, go when they win.
Yes.
Yeah, it's sort of cornball, but it's okay. It fits.
It is a corny song.
It is, but it's okay. It fits. But I didn't know if that was spreading all over the place.
You know, I don't know why I know this, but I actually heard an interview with a man and woman wrote "Take Me Home, Country Road." They lived in D.C. They were driving through Western Virginia, and they just sort of put some words together. And instead of saying "Almost Heaven," West Virginia felt bad. It had a different meter to it, and so it's just an amalgam of several different things.
Funny, I wonder. Marty and McGee did a segment.
That's where I heard. Yes,
yeah, they. That's where that came from. I was wondering where that came from.
Yes.
That show said, "I don't really feel that this is a West Virginia song."
It's not. Yeah, or it partly is, partly isn't.
Schaap, are you ready to party with Bill Vickery?
We've talked about it.
Our management wants to try to keep us calm and not do anything fun.
No.
We say no. We're going to have some fun down in Tampa.
Yes.
Tampa. We got Spielberg Schaap over here is going to be doing some cool stuff. Are you keeping up because you have clients in London? Are you keeping up with Wimbledon?
Yes.
Yeah,
big upset
over the weekend.
Lots of my girl Sabalenka or whatever went down.
Sabalenka lost to Osaka, didn't she?
Yes. Wait a minute. Shoot, say that one more time.
Sabalenka, she lost to Naomi Osaka.
Osaka.
That's our nerd alert.
Roger heard that.
That's a nerd alert.
Tora.
Listen, what he said last week. Did you put that in the system, what you said last week, the three players' names?
No.
He said three players' names. Was that
Romelu Lukaku. This is for Belgium tonight.
Did he?
Okay, give me the three.
Romelu Lukaku, Thibaut Courtois, and Kevin De Bruyne. They're their three best players.
Listen, I could try that 100 times and not get that right.
Yeah. Wait, what was
Jeremy
that middle
Doku
one?
Kukuku.
Right, is that, what was the middle
one? That's the menu that I look at the menu and go, I'll have the number four.
So Thibaut Courtois, by many, is considered the best. Is considered the best goalkeeper in the entire world. So
this is the Belgian goalkeeper?
Yes. He is 6'7".
Oh, wow. So back, go back to the to Wimbledon. Yeah, so now the people that I should know are not there. I don't know them either, but so who's the favorite?
Is Djokovic still around? Did he win
yesterday? I actually don't know. I haven't been keeping up as much. World Cup is in on my Wimbledon dumb.
Yeah. But I love watching. Chris Fowler does a great job, and the McEnroe brothers are fun to watch.
So was it with you last week that I was trying to tell the guys that I need the name of Wimbledon, and we kept going, New England Club? I said, no, that's not what it is.
It's all England lawn and
lawn and croquet.
I think I got that confused with Roland. Is it
Roland Garros?
Roland Garros?
Yes. Roland Pinheiro.
I think I got that confused.
The clay.
I think that's what I got.
His mama called him Clay.
Do you want to say congrats to all the teams that participated in the Hatcher Agency Busch Classic?
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this. This is a, I can't even read this. I told Roger the names. It says King of Kings / Disco Ninjas 20. King of Kings / Disco Ninjas 25-6-15-2. That's the headline of the score. Yes. So they won 25-2. But the name of the group, I was telling them that the names are so long. Here's one. Let's see. Where is it at here? Top Chef Nutrition Good Guys versus Classics Multi-Pass Control. That's not too bad. Here's one. TC Bellies Mandu's Royalty 17. JMI Combat MFG Red Athlete 2.
You know, Chasseur Foucholet plays for them as well.
I tell you, you got to make straight A's to be able to read the uniforms of all these people playing at the Busch Classic. But I give it up to Clint for doing this for 48 years.
48 years.
48
Think
straight
about
years.
That. Softball on the never ha- July
never 4th. Relaxing.
No.
Never having
no.
any.
Never taking it off.
By the pool, those kind of things.
No.
Are you surprised that Joey Chestnut wins number 18?
No, not at all.
What are the odds on that?
15 like, now.
Yeah.
He wins by 15 hot dogs.
I wonder if the fix is Mickey with Rocky.
Yeah. He's
and is it not amazing? And I look forward to it every year. George Shea, who's you know, he writes, but he writes all those introductions, but then he does them live, no notes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that the way he does it?
And the one that, you know, the chestnut ones, are, I mean, when plucked from his mother's womb and touched by
it's,
the hand.
It's
hey,
banana ball-esque.
How much do you think he gets paid to do that?
Well, probably. You mean chestnut?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Somebody, I talked to somebody who wanted to look to bring eating to Arkansas.
They did it at Hot Springs in 2006.
Yeah. And I think it's a brilliant thing, you know. But you got to pay those guys appearance fees.
Yeah,
and he's way up there.
They're six figures. They're sponsored. That's where he probably gets money to go to this place because it gives you so much exposure.
Yeah, but he's still not sponsored by. He doesn't do the Nathan's anymore, right?
No, and he doesn't.
Well, that was a few years ago. I think he eats. He has to eat Nathan's. Well,
He got paid a bunch of money for the vegan dogs that he didn't do it
a couple years ago because he was doing that vegan thing.
And he doesn't. We found out he doesn't purge. He does not do that.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how uncomfortable the next 2 days
would be? Oh, gosh. You got to know.
And apparently he read that you gained 23 pounds.
You know, housekeeping for his hotel room has to just hate to see him coming.
Wow. I don't get it. But you know what? Listen, he's got a system. And the girl had 50. The girl was only one short of the guy that got second.
Wow.
So she was impressive. Also, too, 661-1037. Coming up, we're going to have graffiti brought to you by Finch Brokers.
Yes.
A lot of different directions. I saw that you did not get invited to Taylor Swift's wedding.
I did not. I was not there.
Because you turned it down?
I was talking with someone on July 4th about, you know, okay, I get it. If you got to pick a city, you want to try to keep it as quiet as possible.
Yeah.
So New York would be a city where you could have celebrities in it and it not cause ruckus, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then given helicopters and drones, you got to have it indoors somewhere.
Yeah.
And then if they had 1,000 people there.
They had tents where you would drive in, you get out of your car, you couldn't be seen, which is great.
Yeah. Yes. So I get having it in a arena in a major metropolitan area that wouldn't attract a lot of attention to these celebrities for being there.
Right.
But it does seem a little weird. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, it is sort of a weird. You know, although they can say, listen, Paul McCartney sang a song he hadn't sung in 50 years.
62 years.
Where are they going to have the divorce? That's
yeah.
What
well,
I really
no, you know what's next? That'd be baby songs now. She's getting ready to have a baby. I'm just telling you, it's coming.
So is it in his best interest? Is it in his best interest? Because they're not going to make it. I mean, I hate to be cynical, but no way this lasts.
So we know that they don't have. They have. He has to have like she has to have multiple
Yes.
Prenups.
Yeah,
right.
Sure she
oh,
does.
Yeah.
She's had to be
she's worth a thousand times more than he is.
Yes. Yeah. They had to have.
He's worth millions, but she's worth billions.
Airtight. Yes.
So if they get separated, I wonder if he can get support.
So you know who they said support, who yeah. I think maybe probably got an invite. We haven't heard yet, but Butch Jones. See, Butch Jones coached both Kelseys. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he got an invite.
Yeah. Rich Eisen was there.
There were a couple that were head scratchers.
Yeah. You did. Yeah. You had
Kevin
to connect
Kelly.
Them.
Was he there? It's Kevin Kelly. Yeah, I heard
Kevin
was there.
Kelly. That's hilarious.
You did have to connect the dots a little bit. But, and then what do you get them as a wedding gift? That's the other thing.
Oh, my gosh.
You get those. You get them. Here's your gravy bowed that you were on the knot. For
well,
or whatever.
Here you go. The engagement ring designed by Kendrick Lubeck of Artifacts Fine Jewelry in New York features a stone estimated to be between 7 and 9 carats. Yeah. So what would that be? You buy those kind of rings.
Yeah, yeah, not at all.
What would that be?
Quarter mil?
Yeah, I would think a quarter to half a million.
It's got to be so much that they have to have a glass replica that she wears around for insurance purposes, right? I mean, there's no way. I mean, there's got to be. That might be pushing $1 million.
Let me tell you, we just went through a lightning round of topics with Bill Vickery.
Right, look at that.
Like 10 different things.
You're absolutely right.
I do think for all the great Chevy dealers.
Yes.
We probably need to play the open when we come back.
Yes. You know, Bill is going. Would you please take care of my
the wonderful Chevy dealers.
He's excited about his sponsor.
And that's Arkansas's Silverado. I saw a number of them. I spot them now everywhere.
Well, some say that they're thinking about the next step with you for the Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers is they put a Chevy in your front yard, and you leave it out there.
You know what? Grew up with a Chevy in my front yard. It was on blocks. But
funny. No. We were going over to Jones Barbecue, we passed the front yard of a 6-foot-tall rooster statue. Mm-hmm. Next to it was an 18-wheeler for sale.
Yeah.
Facing parallel.
Come on now.
For sale.
Only
America.
Yeah. Right there. All right. Cornfields and everything else. Everything we went by, not knowing anything about farming, everything looked like peppers.
We'll come back and we'll visit more with Bill Vickery. We got it for another 30 minutes. We got graffiti coming up.
Yeah,
by Fish Brokers. And we're glad you're with us. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Don't go away.
Stranger to blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye, country road.
The state, dial 888-888-8888 for Rainwater Holton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
This is SportsCenter.
This weekend in the World Cup on Saturday, Morocco eliminated Canada, beating them 3-0 to advance to the final eight. France did the same by beating Paraguay 1-0, the lone goal coming on the Kylian Mbappe penalty kick. France and Morocco will play in the quarterfinal on Thursday. On Sunday, Norway knocked off Brazil, winning 2-0, both goals coming from Erling Haaland. This will be the country's first time ever in the quarterfinals. Then England knocked out Mexico in Mexico City, beating them 3-2. Jude Bellingham scored 2 goals in 2 minutes, and Harry Kane knocked in a penalty kick. England played with 10 men for the last 50 minutes as Jarrell Kwanzaa received a red card. Norway and England will play in the quarterfinal on Saturday. Today, the action gets started at 2 with Portugal and Spain. Then the United States will take on Belgium at 7. Fuller and Balogun will likely be playing in the game as his red card suspension was suspended. However, Belgium has the right to appeal the suspension. Both of the games can be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks from Fence Brokers going the extra mile.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny this morning and then clouding up this afternoon with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll have a high of 92 degrees. Those showers and thunderstorms could produce some gusty wind and dangerous lightning. So head on indoors when they do start. Even a 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm tonight with an overnight low of 72. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation. paid health insurance, and 401k. Paid depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296. For work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up.
Hey, hold up, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. Here is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor, Bill Vickery, presented by Arkansas's best Chevy dealers. Just like Bill eats up the airwaves, the Chevy Colorado eats up the terrain with five available gears. And the Silverado has the muscle to tow. Chevrolet, let's go.
Only a combination of all the Chevy dealers could sponsor Bill Vickery.
Yeah, all those guys. You get Silverado, man. I'm just telling you.
We are
grown men drive that.
Glad to have him in the studio. We'll do graffiti here in just a minute. 661-1037 if you want to be a part of that. Pat Bradley today at 9 o'clock.
BB.
Yeah, brought to you by Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitters, our good friends. What you got there?
Special delivery that someone said he needs to open.
It's so funny, Bill. Multiple times I've been served while on air.
Right.
These people who serve me think they're going to get me a moment. And then, listen, I'm in a little bit of a legal situation where they have told a judge, Basil's been impossible to find to serve.
Right.
I said, I want you to say that to the judge's face to go, you know where he's at every day?
Yes.
Every day. Yes. You can hear him live. And when he's on the studio, he tells you where he's at every day.
Yeah.
Whoever did that is an idiot.
You go live three times a day.
Yes.
If there's anyone that's easy to find in the state of Arkansas, it's you.
How obnoxious, attorneys obviously not doing their job. What is this, Roger?
Are those all Roger Staubach?
Oh, my gosh, the Roger Staubach cards.
What is that from?
Roland Pennington. Yeah, he's into that. Yeah, he's into
look
that.
Look at that. Right. Not only are they look at those.
Let me see. Are they valuable?
They're all valuable.
Are they signed?
They are priceless.
Are they signed?
No, that's why we got to get them signed. Those are all Roland Pennington.
The Roger Staubach cards.
I saw a picture of him.
Six of them? Seven of them?
I saw a picture of him this weekend.
They're in cases.
They're all, we're going to see Cliff Harris next week. They're all getting older, man.
Roland was up here last week. And he had some.
Wow, what did you do to get that?
He had a valuable.
It's not what I did to get these. It's what I'm gonna do. And I'm telling you right now, Roland, get your wife, who I went to school with, Kathy, on the phone and let her know
how
what happens tonight. Roland, you come spend the night with me at the State Police Lodge.
How old do you think
Top
Staubach is?
78. Oh, yeah.
What do you think, Roger?
Well, he won the Heisman Trophy in 1963 as a junior for Navy. I'm going to say at that time he was 21 years old in 63. So that's going to make him 84 years old.
That's exactly right.
Wow. 84 years old. Oh, in your face.
Great.
And that well is why out. Roland Pennington, who is now probably going to be my next lover, is incredible.
84.
Yeah.
Wow.
Think about that.
I know.
84.
Wow, 84 years old.
You know, I watched the NFL Network.
I think he made
replay.
Him money on chicken restaurants as well.
Early on?
Yeah. They were replayed. The NFL Network has replayed the great Super Bowls back to back to back.
Yes.
And this was 12 or 13. I think it was 13, 79. And Jackie Smith dropped the ball again in the end zone.
Oh, my
Cried
gosh.
My eyes out.
I know.
Cried
Killer.
My eyes out.
Just, all right, Roger, let's hit our... graffiti, please. Put your cards up.
I mean, what a gift.
What a gift. What a gift. He's a giver.
It's time for graffiti. Graffiti is brought to you by Fence Brokers. Fence Brokers going the extra mile. Now you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
All right, 661-1037. By the way, BA and Ryzen says that Joey Chestnut's net worth is $3.5
million. $3.5
million? Are you surprised by that?
Seems low.
Okay, he eats hot dogs for a living. He's a millionaire.
Yeah.
He's a millionaire.
Still, right.
Got more money than
the greatest country in the world.
Yeah. No.
This is the greatest country
in
the world.
Yes, exactly.
That means it'd be on paper, though.
Yeah.
You think he's got a lot of SpaceX that he hadn't converted?
He's got a lot of liquid assets.
Oh, very nice. All right. Bring your best. You should have a lot of July 4th comments to make.
A lot of
and we're ready for you. Bill is here to interpret if need be. John Mark.
Mo Ben boys, just wanted to say happy 250th to the greatest country on the earth.
There we go. Oh, 250.
Straight down the line. Straight down the line there.
250.
All right. Fake Sterling. Good morning, Fake Sterling.
Morning, guys. Morning, guys. From the practice squad to the record book with 49 career Razorback touchdowns. However, Bill Burnett's lasting legacy will be for the 110 active FCA huddles across the state of Arkansas, and that's the truth.
Here we go. Yeah. I love it when he dropped it.
It is. A true story about Bill Burnett and FCA. He was the founding father of FCA in Arkansas. So, Ron from PB.
Hey, Anfo and TNT, lock and load. Go Razorback. Whoop. Meow.
Wow. Do we normally get Ron from PB on the
phone?
We've
gotten him a few times.
We get him just during graffiti. Phone lines are lit up, 661-1037. Edith and Benton, one sentence only.
Oh, hey, guys. We like watching the football. And go Hawks.
It ain't the Hawks, Edith.
Oh, go USA.
Wow.
He went back and forth there. He transitioned.
661-1037. Hawk freaking wild. Go ahead.
The USA, John Mark, is 250 years old in 2 days.
I got to get the two days in there now. Working on another 250.
Wow. Oh, from Northwest Arkansas, our friend John Neighbors. Good morning, John.
Hey, guys, it's John Neighbors. And Eric Sullivan called me the other day and said, I like 4th of July hot dogs because of the shape, not the taste. What does that mean?
Oh, look, fresh off the wedding in Madison Square Garden, Adam Sandler.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
That's outstanding.
So you think? See, that's why I think they're not going to make it. I mean,
you think
you can't have Adam. I mean, I love him, a lovable character, but you can't have Adam Sandler do your wedding and expect it to stay.
All right, 661-1037. Tommy, good morning.
Uh-huh.
There's
old Tommy Smith. Making it out.
That is right there. That is.
I wish we could go back in time and hear the first time that the Hunter Yurcich's name was mentioned in Tommy Hurikovich.
Yeah.
You know, Hunter Yurcich. Yep. I
mean, shout out Chris Walker and Fence Brokers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who do we? Oh, here he is. Actually.
Ah, perfect timing. Hunter Yurcich. Hunter Yurcich.
How come I did not get an invitation to the wedding?
Okay.
Maybe you will. Maybe you will. Maybe. It's your invitation to the touchdown club.
Oh, my God. I hadn't seen this one in a long time. Devo Davis.
Yeah. Wow, Devo.
Downtown America 250. Cool.
He's mimicking the Jacksonville.
That is the Jacksonville. Yes. Downtown. Jacksonville.
I feel you watch those commercials now, and you see the kid.
He's like 18 or 20
he's
now.
Grown man. Yeah.
They wouldn't allow you to make those today.
No, you couldn't. Would not.
We haven't heard from this guy in a long time. He is our favorite wrestler when it comes to talking. Dusty Rhodes.
Yes, all the American Dream.
Dusty Rhodes.
This is the American Dream, son of a plumber, Dusty Rhodes. Let me tell you something, Diddy. The English woke up with a soul backside the other day because they was remembering what we gave them 250 years ago. And that is some hot times,
Diddy. That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I'm talking about. What do you have to say about that, Mr. President?
He'd bring you
USA. USA.
That's right.
Oh, look at this. Next up, we have Roger's Follicle Report.
Oh, gosh.
What?
Very
that's
nice.
Supposed to be me.
Very he got very cut nice. Off yeah.
Have you heard? You know what that woe is? You know what that's about? So it started really the day that you and Acri had the dust.
Oh,
up.
Yeah.
When I is that when it started?
Yes. That's where the first woe
was. That was the first woe.
Right? Yeah, that's when it just lit.
It was all fine. It was 20 seconds of back and forth, and then you dropped a whoa.
Well, it's what you said to go. I couldn't resist it. You were on fire.
Yeah,
you see if you can find that, Christian. Pinto, good morning.
That didn't get lost in the system.
No,
that's a classic.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
All right. To all these No Kings protesters, my guess is every one of them's a big soccer fan. What do you think about your king now that he got that red card pulled? What do you think about him now, your king, boys?
I have no idea what he just said.
He's talking about Trump calling, getting the red card. He said the no king marches and that kind of thing. A political statement this morning on graffiti. Yeah, here we go.
Yes.
Joy Chestnut competition.
Yeah.
Anybody here?
Very good, very good.
Have you ever heard the clip with Roger and the ghosts?
I have.
Where he can't hear what the ghost lady, and I had to keep telling him finally, he goes, I can't hear you. Did we play that, Kristen, the other day, too?
I don't know if we found it. It's not even in the system anymore.
We were trying to get the atmosphere
right.
And poor Roger, this was before his hearing really got bad, and he was.
Let it go. Are we done with graffiti? Stop the music. There it is. Thank you, Chris Walker.
Thank you, Fence Brokers.
Fence Brokers. Thank you very
thanks
much.
So much. Hey, that was a good job today, boys and ladies.
Good job. Well done, Edith.
Well done. Absolutely.
I did tell you, I actually had a poster of Archie Bunker in my room back in the 70s.
Wait, hang on a second.
I did. How about
that? I missed the whole poster of Archie Bunker.
Yeah, so it was just a picture of his, if you Google it, of him sitting sort of turning sideways.
And in the chair.
I think he's got some word written across the top. And my dad and I used to watch that. My dad loved it. And so somehow I didn't have a Farrah Fawcett or a Bikini Girl or Raquel Welch, but I had Archie Bunker.
Oh, I wanted that. No way that was going up with my mother.
Yeah,
no
true.
Way. Yeah. And your mother. I can see them both.
He was listening. You couldn't have that kind of show anymore.
No.
Wow.
No.
All right, don't go away. 15 more minutes of Bill Vickery, brought to you by Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers.
Yes.
So we appreciate them sponsoring Bill each week. It's 8:45.
Chris, you can fix that, Christian. I don't know what's going on.
My luck was so good, I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. Put all the money in and let it roll again.
partnership with Oaklawn Sports is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
What's up, guys? It's official. The Dude Perfect Squad Games Tour is coming to a city near you. 22 cities across the U.S.
Including yours. Sunday, July 12th in North Little Rock, Arkansas at Simmons Bank Arena.
A brand new tour, brand new battle, bigger and better than ever.
Woo! Dude Perfect in North Little Rock on July 12th.
Squad Games is officially coming into arenas.
Tickets and information at DudePerfect.com/tour.
The two best words in sports, Game 7.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
The Honda Ride Red and Save Green sales event is happening at Honda Russellville. Get more done with a Pioneer 700 or 1000 side-by-side. Swing a leg over a dependable 4-Trax Rancher ATV. Take your crew in a 4-seat Pioneer 700 4 or 5-seat Pioneer 1005. Bonus bucks on select models plus low rate financing for qualified buyers. Visit HondaRussellville.com.
For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side vents and doors when operating a side-by-side. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs are for riders 16 and older.
Lost in the legal jungle? Relax. You have a lion on your side. There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of Legal Lions. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue. Lion Legal. We bite back.
U.S. Truck Accessories presents Match Game on Morning Mayhem. Listen for your chance to play their version of the classic TV game show from U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy, your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, yeah. All right, 849. Got a few more minutes with Bill Vickery, brought to you by Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Bill, I've been peppering you with all kinds of things to talk about. I don't think I've talked to you about Sylvester Stallone turning 80.
How about that?
What is your give me your top three in order, top three Stallone movies? Got to go with number one.
Well, Rocky. Original, clearly, yes. He wrote it. You know what I mean?
Academy
he
didn't. Award
he,
started him, yeah.
He wanted to great start movie. It. It's a fantastic movie.
Yes.
Won the Academy Award.
Before steroids?
Yes. And I mean, in the beauty of the movie, he didn't make him win. Like,
yes.
And he took a lot of heat from the studio that said, no, this is a feel good. He's got to win. He goes, no, you don't understand. Like,
he was right.
He gets through it. That's the win for him.
Yes.
And it just still, it gives me chills, you know, because it's such a great.
I told Roger, normally, if we went to a studio, they'd go, you're joking, right? You're not getting this deal. And he kept after it. You know, he'd had like one or two small little movie roles, like a porno movie in one of them.
Yes.
Flatbush.
Yeah. Flatbush,
did,
yeah.
He hey, did woman. A. He,
hey, woman.
Lords of Flatbush, right?
Yeah. Since you're a man, ain't he got was in no a heart. Maybe you'd like to see a real man. Mr. I bet T. you stay up late every night dreaming you had a real man, don't you? I tell you what, bring your pretty little self over to my apartment tonight, and I'll show you a real man.
Clubber Lang.
There we go, Clubber Lang. Yeah.
So what's number two? What's number two and three?
He did a soccer movie, World War II.
Victory.
Wow. Yes.
Who was it? Was Chuck Pigskin Preacher told us we need to watch that?
Yes.
Yeah. I've not seen it. Victory? Have you?
He is. No, yeah. No, he was really good in that. Yeah,
better than Over the Top?
No.
Pele.
No. I mean, Over the Top, where he literally wins an arm wrestling championship to save his son.
Yes.
From
Robert O'Gier.
And yes. then he as Lincoln a vigilante, Hulk. He drives his semi through
Lincoln.
Yeah. I mean, just. What's suspension of disbelief. Hey,
there's a part of BG and the Bear
hey,
in there.
Kenny had the movie. Had the theme for that.
Kenny Loggins, he did.
Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
What was that? Over the Top. What was it called?
I mean,
it
was hot. that was Danger Zone.
What about Nighthawks?
Nighthawks is really great. Good. Was it Rutger Hauer was here
too?
Of course. And he's dressed up as a woman at the very. You know, he's the
Lindsay Wagner. Here we go. Greatest scene in it. Should have won an Academy Award for this.
Say I did this. Put this off. Yeah, it could look something like that, couldn't it? Yeah, I guess so. Why? Because that. Standing over there.
Whoa.
Wolfgang!
He's doing plastic surgery.
Oh, my gosh. With a pencil.
Sketch.
With a pencil.
So what else? What about Cobra?
Cobra. Wow, look at that, David.
Yes.
You and I.
Yeah,
at the same time.
What did we say? It said, you're the cancer.
Right.
I'm the cure.
Just with the mirrored sunglasses.
Yeah, there was a girl in there with him. There was a hottie in there with him, too. There was a hottie.
Well, of course.
What's her name? Was in his wife.
Any of the... Bridget
Nielsen.
Yeah. Obviously,
she in
First
there?
Blood.
Yeah, she was.
I think First Blood, the first one, is really good.
It does,
is that Rambo or First Blood?
First Blood. It was called First Blood.
Yes.
I actually like that. If you go back and listen to it. Do we have the clip? It sounds like G.I. Joe talking.
Which one?
Rambo 1.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, listen to this. This is the
Seems like bailing you out of trouble is getting to be a lifetime job for me.
There wouldn't be no trouble except for that king. Cup.
All I wanted was something to eat. But the man kept pushing, sir.
Well, you did some pushing on your own, John.
They drew first blood, not me.
Look, Johnny. Let me come in and get you the hell out of there.
They drew first blood.
So what kind of man does something like that? Who makes a man like that? I do.
Confusing, because isn't the second one Rambo First Blood Part 2 or something like that?
Well, here's the thing. Two things. Number one, I'll go back and I cite it from Training Day. Denzel Washington was the good guy in that movie.
No, he wasn't.
And Brian Dennehy was a good cop in this one. All he was doing was protecting his town.
One of our favorite actors.
They wouldn't have had no problems if they just let him walk through the town.
You know what?
Having a brain
turn around.
Ned Beatty, who had one of the roughest scenes.
Yes.
That was only, I think, his
Brutal.
Second movie. Yeah,
Brutal.
It's only his second movie. I think he was right.
Brutal.
I think he did one movie with Burt, right, Roger?
He was in White Lightning.
Yeah, I think he'd only done like one movie in the scene.
Great
the
sheriff
squeal
in White
scene.
Lightning. Mm-hmm.
And then he was a great bad guy. And what was the movie we watched the other day? It was a shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you
I'm not going to hurt your movie. Yeah. I love you because and love it because that's
he was also
you
love. He was also in Rudy. Remember Rudy?
He was. And I'll give you his favorite scene from that one. Here he is right now.
Mm-hmm. Here's Ned Beatty.
This is the greatest thing these eyes have ever seen.
The thing he's in.
And Notre seen. Dame.
What about today's birthday of, when I think of this, I think of one movie. The Dalai Lama.
Uh-huh.
The 14th Dalai Lama.
Yes.
I think of Bill Murray. I think of Bill Murray.
So I says to him, hey, Dalai, how about some, you know, free
awesome.
Effort?
It's also the birthday, only you guys, Christian, mm-hmm. Christian may be able to relate to these. Janet Leigh. Bill Haley, Merv Griffin. Merv Griffin. Right.
Merv Griffin, the great Merv
Wheel
Griffin.
Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, Merv Griffin Show.
All those shows.
Also, Daryl Royal's birthday today.
Oh, wow.
Great. How about
this
that?
Is the 50th Going anniversary, back. Guys, of Daryl Royal and Frank Brewer's coaching their last game.
Oh, my God.
You know who it was against?
Tell me how old you are without
each other. Yeah.
Each
Arkansas,
other.
Texas, in
they
the rain.
They both went out the same. That 50, it was 50
Down
years ago this year.
How about that?
How about that? Yeah. And I threw out too Pat Paulson. Only us would remember who Pat Paulson is.
Sure.
Remember he ran for president at one point. Smothers Brothers. Yeah.
Great deadpan humor.
Yeah. Della Reese's birthday is today.
Della Reese.
And poor old Burt Ward. I'm trying to think. What did he do anything else?
Other than Robin?
Yeah. Other thing. Yeah.
Who's older? Burt Ward, George Bush, Sylvester Stallone.
Whew. Man, that's a tough one.
It's very close.
So Stallone is 80 today.
That's right. Correct. So is Bush.
Burt Ward, how old was he? Let's say he was 22, 23 when he made, and that was 66, 67. So that would make him 82?
81. And then, of course, I know these birthdays are big to you because I know you're a big 50 Cent fan. Mm, 50 Cent.
Yeah.
50 Cent's birthday Jackson. Today. Kevin Hart.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, A.M.
Patiently waiting.
You're my favorite white boy, right?
I've been patiently waiting for a track to explode on you.
And there you go.
Kevin Hart, fan or no fan?
I'm a fan. I like Kevin Hart. Yeah.
We're very lucky to have this guy a part of this team. I've been drinking. I'm on cloud nine.
Started the celebration early.
I started the celebration early. But
now, Akri don't like him, right?
It was supposed to happen.
I don't think he thinks he's funny.
Yeah, he doesn't think he's funny. You're funny, man.
I think he's funny.
I think he's funny.
Again, my favorite scene that he does is this.
Keep this alive.
He's throwing too many big words at me. Okay, now, because I don't understand him, I'm going to take him as disrespect.
I love that scene.
He goes on to say, you need to be my blank. He said, no, you're not being, oh, my God, that's a great scene.
It's a great scene.
What's it called?
40-year-old virgin.
40-year-old virgin, yeah. Bill, great to have you, my friend.
Yep, always fun, guys.
So, 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks.
We will be convening in Tampa for the SEC Media Days, right? Is that right?
That's right. 2 weeks.
Wow.
2 weeks from today. Next week, I'll be in Lexington, so I have to be on by phone.
Okay.
And then you and I, and it's on.
We have not hung out on the town.
It's going to be, I'm going to do some stretching. We're going to get, it's going to be a week.
Are you talking about like Joey Chestnut?
What's our place over there, Roger? The Cajuns.
It'll be not quite as bad as that much Sambuca this time around.
And then the rest of the week, we're going to get Double R.
Oh.
We'll get Stats. We'll get Trey Schaap.
Going to get Stats fired up.
Yeah. And then the last one is Ryan Silverfield. He's not there until Thursday.
Yeah. Thursday noonish, I think, as he goes on. Maybe one.
It should be interesting. Yeah. Bill, thanks so much.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, guys. Thank you. Have a great week.
Yes.
Happy July after July.
Yes. Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Yep. Thank you very much. All right. Pat Bradley coming up next.
Give me a piece of mind my daddy never had.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Noir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown.